Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on this Wednesday. Tim Newton, the play-by-play voice of Purdue football, coming up today. Now, you didn't have anything else on your end, did you? I'm just trying to make sure I got everything.
Yep, we do. We have author Eric Merlis at 4:35, author of a brand new book called I Was There. So if you love sports announcers like Jim Nantz, Bob Costas, Joe Buck, he's had a chance to talk with some of the top announcers in the business and share. They're sharing their top five sports broadcasting experiences all in one book called I Was There. So we'll learn more about that from Eric at 4:35.
In fact, we want to thank Kenny Albert.
Yes.
Kenny's the one that steered us in the direction of this. So we're looking forward to that. And then Tim Newton coming up as well.
Actually, it was Marv Albert that wrote the foreword.
Marv.
Yeah, Marv in Cleveland last night calling the Cavs game.
Second most important event in Cleveland last night.
I mean, how many people were tempted just to catch the ring ceremony that had tickets for both? They wanted to catch the ring ceremony and the banner and then just hop over to the Indians game after that.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
I don't blame them one bit.
Now, it's raining in Cleveland right now. So that is, at the moment, that's an issue. They're going to try and start this thing at 7 this evening. Which for me, I'm like, this is great.
I thought the exact same thing. Kudos to Major League Baseball for getting the word out last night. I think it was a little over halfway through the game last night. They made the announcement that it'd be at 7:08 tonight.
Yeah, but that's now on the West Coast. That's a little more difficult. I mean, you're talking about it's 4 o'clock on the West Coast. See, that's the problem that you have with trying to set start times. The East Coast, you know, how late do you stay up to watch the end of the game and so forth? On the West Coast, it's how early you start the game.
You bring up a great point. You wonder if it was Indians Dodgers, would they move it up an hour?
Yeah, they would.
You think they would?
I mean, they're trying to get the game in.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want this game to go 4 innings, and now you got a problem. They're trying to make it so that there is an off day in between games 2 and 3. That's what they're trying to do. They can get an off day between games 2 and 3. That would be big for everybody across the board, and it keeps TV on schedule. So if you bump this up an hour with the idea that you can get an official game in 4.5 or, in whatever case, 5 innings, then that makes a big difference. I think that's what they're trying to do here. They're trying to get this so it is an official game this evening, and they don't have one of those, and here we are in the fourth, and it's raining. Now what do we do? But they thought by moving it up an hour, they had a better shot at it. So we'll find out. Hope they're right. But it's raining there now. I mean, that's so we'll see. Now, the pitching matchups favor the Cubs a little bit more the next couple of games, starting-wise. And I don't know if the Indians can bring back Andrew Miller tonight.
Yeah, what was his pitch count last night? 40-something, 41?
I think he was at 50.
Okay.
Oh, no, he went past. He went 46 have been his top-out number for the year. He went past that.
I think, he'd probably be out of gas for tonight, I would think.
Especially believe it or not, moving the game up an hour. That does come into play a little bit. So, but we'll see. I mean, it may be one of those nights where the Cubs win at 6-0 and the thought of bringing him in doesn't even come up. But again, the great ability of Terry Francona to sense the moment to bring Miller in, regardless of everything around him. Also, Kluber only threw 88 pitches last night, which means he can pitch game four, I think. That's another little hidden gem in this.
Hey, for someone who has won a Cy Young Award, he doesn't get a lot of pub. I mean, maybe it's just because of the fact that he had a below 500 record last year, the year after he won the Cy Young, but what a dominating pitcher.
Yeah, being in Cleveland doesn't help him. Now it's helping him. But I think publicity-wise, it doesn't help. He also is a guy that didn't really get going until later in his career. He was 26, kind of floating along in the minors until he developed this slider, and they're like, okay, well, this looks like a keeper for a pitch.
Well, pitchers had generous strike zones last night.
That was an interesting plate last night. I don't think it had anything to do with the outcome of the game, but it was an interesting plate.
Early on the first inning, Chris Bryant's taking five steps down to first base, thinking he got a walk. It's like, no.
No, why don't you come on back here, sport? But again, this goes back to what is the Major League Baseball stance? Are these the seven, because there's an alternate, seven best umpires based on merit? No. They are, quote, the most deserving. Okay. It's like giving Minnesota a participation medal. I mean, what the... Stop laughing.
He caught me.
We're going to do a poll on what do you think of parents who think senior night's for them and not for the kids?
Oh, geez. I wasn't even in here a half an hour this morning, and that topic came up again.
From whom?
No, not me. You know who.
Not from you.
You know who.
The suit?
Yeah.
He's defending it?
Oh, yeah.
How could he possibly defend that? You can't defend that. Senior night's for the kid. It's their night, their moment, their time. He thinks it's for him.
He's still sticking to that.
Why don't we just introduce the parents? And the heck with the kids. I'm trying to think of how many practices the Sioux participated in. That's right, none. It's not your night.
Yeah, watching tape on the Huddle app on your iPhone, that didn't count.
I think you ought to know. The coaches told us something different, Dad. Thanks. Wow. He really thinks it's for him? Wow. Like, he's adamant about this. Wow. So let's do a poll. Is senior night for the kids or the parents? Obviously, it's a little bit for both. I know that. Okay, I know that. So I understand that. But is senior night for the players or for the parents? I'm already getting text messages from Drew. There you go. Feel the love in the room, man. Feel the love in the room. Now, this will eventually dovetail into our poll at the end of the year. Which announcer do you want? The suit or the thoroughly outstanding, completely prepared professional Mike Ferlazzo? I'm sorry, did I phrase this whole the question wrong?
No red flags for me.
I didn't notice anything.
Oh, hey, no, me neither.
I didn't notice a single thing.
That passes compliance. You're good.
Now, I want to point out that on the picks last week, I picked the Redskins to win, and they lost. I'm proud of that pick. Because while you traders went off the reservation, I stuck side by side with management. So I just want to point that out to all of you out there. All right. This is a case you must, one must know where one's bread is buttered. So far this year, this is what you've done. You've gone against the Steelers
and I've learned my lesson.
And the Kansas City game.
They're not going undefeated. You gotta
pick. And when it came time to stick with management, he looked at him and go, I'm an independent man.
Yeah, well, who picked Detroit and finished the week 6-1? So
that's fine. You should have picked the Redskins and finished 5-2. Saved your job. Right. We'll come back. I'm independent. Well, fine then. You show your independence on the unemployment line. We'll come back with more in a moment. See, I stuck with the big guy. Okay, big guy.
Yeah. And you're also stuck in third place, but there's still plenty of time.
That's fine. I'm not worried about being in third place. They're going to let me do the show next week. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right. So far in our informal poll, we have 41 votes. 39 say it's for the student-athlete senior night. 2 so far say it's for the parents. The early voting, 39 say the senior night is for the student athletes to honor them on all their hard work. 2 say it's for the parents. Those 2 votes evidently were from the Danville area. What?
We have the capability of.
I hear nothing from you. I hear nothing from you. I don't understand. I'm just telling you what our informal poll says. We'll keep track of this poll all day. You're allowed to vote once, okay? And we'll give you periodic updates. Fair enough. Yeah. So, game 2 of the World Series is tonight. We think they're going to start it an hour earlier. We hope. And then Penn State Purdue coming up on Saturday at Ross-Ade Stadium. Tim Newton, the play-by-play voice of Purdue football, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock half hour. And then we'll have an author on talking about some of the great calls in the history of sports. And he put this book together, and our thanks to someone who's become a nice friend of the show, Kenny Albert, who recommended this to us. We thought it was a great idea, so we went that route.
Yeah, shot Kenny a text and thanked him for that. And he said, no problem. And said, yeah, we'll love to have you back on the show. So we'll definitely make that happen.
Yeah, we'll get that at some point. My brother's on tomorrow with picks.
Because he can't wait till Friday.
Yeah. And also our high school football announcer's on tomorrow. So it's a big day. Oh, and Shikalimi's got Milton, I think. That's one of the games, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, Selins Grove has.
They will be at undefeated Southern Columbia.
Ooh, that'll be a good game.
That's been a nice, those two have good faced game off against each other at the end of the year for the last several years. Southern Columbia going into Friday night's game with a 50-game consecutive regular season game winning streak. last time they lost in the regular season was to Selins Grove, ironically enough.
And Lewisburg has what?
They have the battle with the Little Brown Jug against Mifflinburg. That's actually a de facto play-in game for Friday night. Loser, their season is done. The winner will move on to the District 4 AAA semifinals next week. So a lot riding on the line. A lot riding on the line on the Little Brown Jug game. There hasn't been much on the line in that game for the past several years, just for bragging, Route 45 bragging rights.
All right, a little bit more this time. That's good. No. I like that. Yep. You know, people want to see more than just, okay, it's a rivalry. We want to see games with stakes. So I'm looking forward to the game, you know, like you get the games with stakes. I mean, Selins Grove, Southern Columbia games are fabulous game as well. So we'll talk to the announcers tomorrow on the show. about that and get their read on each team going into the game. Of course, Lewisburg on 100.9 The Valley, Selins Grove on Eagle 107, Milton on Talk Radio 1380 WMLP, and Shikellamy here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 1-800-795-9565. Hey, Buzz, how are you doing today? Nice to hear from you again.
So good to hear from you. It was a good weekend. I've gotten into the habit of listening to you on the radio rather than watching it on television, and if it's even available. And if it is because you're so far ahead of the actual action on TV that I don't really have to pay any attention to it unless I hear you say something really exciting, and then I can look up and... Interesting phenomenon.
We're clairvoyant, Buzz.
It's watch, he's going to tell us what happened before that. Now, what I called today about was character building and how much I admire some young people. In Milton, Pennsylvania, the high school team there doesn't have enough people on the team to go both ways. Some of the players must play both directions.
Right. That's right.
Every week, every night after school, these kids are out there practicing. Every Friday night, they either go to their home stadium or they get on the bus and go somewhere, these 18 or 19 or 20 kids, and they're all out there, and they're all doing it every week. I think they might have scored 3 touchdowns this year. They usually get beat with a 0. I admire kids like that. I just wonder what your thinking was on that.
You know what, Buzz? I completely agree with you in this win at all costs, you know, on Sports Center where they make fun of things and then they overblow other things. You know, you see something like that. I don't know how many kids they have on the team. You mentioned 18. That's probably right. You're playing both ways. You're the underdog in every game. And, you know, you got it out. It's hard to practice. It's hard to practice, you know, because if you have limited numbers, you don't have enough people to practice against.
No, that's exactly right.
And it's I admire what they're doing, and I also admire the fact that the fans that do come out to the games that have hung in there with them, I mean, those are pretty good people, I'll tell you that.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up. That's not the kind of thing you hear much about, but I think these kids deserve a lot of credit, along with the people that are taking them out.
I completely agree with you. That's really good, Buzz. Thank you.
Thanks.
In our poll, we're up to 74 now respondents. It's really catching on like wildfire. 72 say senior night is for the player. 2 say it's exclusively for the parents.
I'm sensing a trend.
I'm sensing there's an outlier. I mean, what's next? I mean, that the Olympics should be every week? Let's all go to the Indy 500? No.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sean Carey, Steve Jones with you as we count down to Penn State Purdue from Ross-Ade Stadium. Noon kick Saturday here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Tailgate show will be on Saturday morning at 10:30, and we'll get the Purdue perspective at 4:06 with Tim Newton. Also next hour, we'll be hearing from Eric Merlis, who has written a really, really good book called I Was There, where he's had an opportunity to speak with some of the top sportscasters in the country, including Bob Costas, Joe Buck, and Jim Nantz, and had them count down their top 5 sports broadcasting experiences. So we'll learn more about the book I Was There at 4:35 with Eric Merlis. You can find us online at SteveJonesShow.com. You miss any of our shows live, don't hesitate to go to our podcast page, and you can always get in contact with us anytime with your emails, SteveJones@WKOK.com, SteveJones@WKOK.com. Got our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at SteveJonesPSU. As we count down to Game 2 of the World Series, that'll be coming up tonight, a 7:08 start time. They moved it up. They Major League Baseball last night during Game 1 made the announcement that Game 2 would be moved up 1 hour to try to beat the rain. But at last check with the radar, it has started to rain in and around the Cleveland area. So forecast kind of sketchy. They'll try to get the game in. Last check, 45 degrees and cold and a little bit of, well, they were hoping for zero chance of precipitation at 7 o'clock. Yeah. But yeah, like you all said, right, just checking the radar. Yeah, only 80% chance and some rain at this point. So
yeah,
in the past couple of hours.
Right. Just a quick update on our poll. 203 respondents so far.
Mm.
201 say what? I'm just giving you the facts.
Yeah, here. numbers never lie from what I heard.
Well, no, this is just the opinion of our audience. We have a great audience, varied audience. 201 say that senior night is to celebrate the student athlete. 2 say it's for the parents. So that's where we are on that so far. We'll keep you updated as the show goes. Yeah. I wondered, based on the passion of one individual, that maybe it was going to be a close vote, but those are the first two votes we got. All right, time now for this day in sports history. Wayne Gretzky became the first NHL player to reach 2,000 points in 1990. Mario Lemieux scored his 500th NHL goal against the Islanders this date, 1995. Did so in his 605th game. And the White Sox beat the Astros 7-5 in the first ever World Series game in Texas. Took 5 hours and 41 minutes. Game actually began on October 25th. And they ended up winning their first ever World Series on this day in 88 years. They beat the Astros in 4 straight games. Tim Newton, next half hour, play-by-play voice of Purdue football. He's going to join us. Looking forward to that. And then we have an author. You know, people like to talk about announcers. Sometimes it's nice. Sometimes it's not. But he's got a book out on some of the great calls and the guys that made the calls in the history of sports. And he's written a book about it. It's a fabulous book. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the final half hour of the show. And then, of course, we'll update our poll. By the way, Steve Williams called, and Buzz asked approximately how many people were on the Milton football team. It is 22. 22. Which means they have enough to do a practice. You know how hard that is? And what if a guy's banged up? You know, a couple guys are banged up. You can't go. What, do you go 10 on 10? You go 9-on-9? I mean, it's just not easy to do. And they go out every week, and they work hard. And Buzz is right. They go out. They work hard. They bust their backside. They're outmanned, outnumbered. Well, it's not easy. And they have, as someone who played the game in high school, loved playing it when I did play in high school. And, you know, and go back to the grind of way back when during the no face mask era. No, I'm just kidding. But that was, I enjoyed it so much. And I have great admiration for them going out there and gutting it out every single week. Nobody's quitting. Brian Smith, by the way, on the Steve Jones Show, just put down senior night is for the players. Bravo, Brian. That's another vote, by the way. Have you noticed that? But, you know, I mean, I admire what they're doing.
It's going to be a special moment for a lot of the players this Friday night, for quite a few of them.
Sure.
Be the last time they will ever suit up to play a football game.
Exactly. Now, it was interesting. You know what? I never thought about that. Okay. my 40th high school reunion is actually the day before the Michigan State game. Needless to say, for the 40th consecutive year, I will not be attending.
Interesting timing. Class reunion on a Black Friday. Interesting.
You know what? They've done it every 5-year increment. That's when they've done it. They do it Thanksgiving weekend. They always have. So I always get, why can't you make it? And so I'm always broadcasting Penn State football game at Michigan State. One year it was broadcasting Penn State basketball game at Kentucky. They must think I'm making this stuff up. Really? Yeah, really? You couldn't come up with something else? So it's been actually 41 years since, quote, what my senior day was. My senior day was nothing. I remember it was our last home game. We played Conard High School from West Hartford, Connecticut. And we came out and played like we always played, won the game, and that was it. And then the next game we played was 11 days later when we played our crosstown rival, Enrico Fermi High School. And we played him on Thanksgiving. So there's 10,000 people there. Literally, it was like 10 to 15,000 people at the game. It's Thanksgiving. And it was a big deal to win the game, but like there was no ceremony for us or anything like that. We didn't have a ceremony. We just went out and played. We just went out and played. And I didn't need a ceremony. I could care less about a ceremony when you know me. It's like, hey, yeah, whatever. Because I just love playing. And when I walked off the field, I knew it was done because I knew athletically that was it. As Clint Eastwood said, man must know his limitations. Well, that was me. How can I stay in this? Well, maybe I'll go into announcing. We'll give that a try. It seems to have some longevity to it. So now we're up to, let's see what we got here. 286 votes, 284 for the players, 2 for the parents. Well, you've been an amazing survey, don't you think? You're kind of stunned by the numbers.
I'm not, no.
Well, you're not stunned by the margin. You're just stunned by the number of people there. I mean, they're weighing in on this left and right.
I love it.
So, because this goes back to the fact that the suit, who has very little influence over the show, obviously, but was telling us yesterday this night's for him. And then was telling you emphatically this morning that after sleeping on it, he felt even stronger about it. Correct?
Absolutely.
And as usual, with the usual class and demeanor that you have, you just let it roll off your back.
Oh, yeah. Seems like the more and more conversations I have with Kevin, that's what I do. Only worked with him now for 20 years.
So, I mean, that's what we've been talking about. Now, the next half hour, we'll talk with Tim Newton, and we're going to have a writer coming up on Friday from the Lafayette Journal-Courier. And we're going to talk with him about the state of the program there as well. We'll have Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, on Friday. So a lot of the usual cast of characters. This will be good. We'll enjoy it. Friday show. Get everybody up to date on what's going on. And I don't know what the deal is on the World Series tonight. I mean, I would think that this doesn't look great. It's supposed to start raining here pretty soon. I know that. They talk about rain here tonight. Let's see. Let's see. Story on World Series rain. Okay. As usual, ESPN. Oh, I forgot. They carry the NBA. Russell Westbrook revenge tour begins now. Okay, this is game one of 82. The ratings show that nobody watches the NBA regular season. Okay. They have one World Series story. Hayward again not in lineup. Doesn't tell you about the rain or the start time. Fox Sports 1, by the way, blew away everybody last week on cable with the Cubs and some with the Dodgers. But the Cubs, that has been ratings gold for these guys. The Fox Sports 1 had its highest ratings ever for Games 5 and Game 6 last week, and the domino effect of that was amazing. The shows that they promote, their version of SportsCenter Live with Jay and Dan, I think it's called, I believe, had more than double the viewership that it ever had had. And there's another show, and I've only seen the promos. I've never seen the show. It's entitled Garbage Time with Katie Nolan. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Sean? Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's already won an award for her show, too.
Good.
Yep.
Okay. Like I said, I've never seen it, so I can't say pro or con what I think of it.
It leans comedy, but it's has a nice fresh edge to it, I think.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean, I'm saying, but it got its highest numbers ever.
Yeah.
Following the Cubs Dodgers. They did a repeat of Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. It got its highest numbers ever on a repeat from 2 to 4 a.m. It's amazing what the Cubs Dodgers, but mostly the Cubs, I would think, what they did last week ratings-wise for Fox Sports 1. And this was why they bid so heavily for the Big Ten package. They need some sort of programming that draws people in, and they felt that between baseball and now the Big Ten, that was their way to do it. We'll find out if it pans out. Dave Ritchie joins us. Dave, how are you, my friend? It's always good to hear you on the other end. How are things?
I'm doing fine, Steve. How about yourself?
Doing great, thanks.
Have you recovered from Saturday?
You know what? People have laughed when they saw me Sunday morning, and they said, "So what's this been like for you?" And I said, "Well, I've been working on Purdue all morning," which I was.
Yeah.
Because you got to get ready for the next one, and you can't change up how you go about things.
Well, you and Coach Franklin have the same mental outlook now. Enjoy, and then let's get ready for the next game.
So yeah.
That's great. Hey, you were talking about senior night, and you said 40 years ago was your senior night. Well, 45 years ago will be my senior night, and
wow.
we did not have a senior night.
Neither do we.
All we had was actually about the third home game they had a night to introduce the parents while we all sat in the locker room at the stadium waiting for the game to start. So that was it. And, you talk about the feeling this is the last time you're going to play at home. Well, you know what? I think when you're 17, 16, 18 years old, a lot of times that doesn't really hit you. It doesn't hit you until you're like 22
right.
and older.
Right. Exactly. No, I completely agree with that, Dave. We had nothing. I mean, we knew it was the last home game. Because on the schedule, it was the last home game.
Yeah, it really wasn't such a big deal for us as seniors. And the same way in basketball, we never had a senior night. Now, when I coached, I started to see that it was important. It was something that the next generation, once it was established, that's what they did. And I always thought it was nice to honor the kids that, especially the kids that have put in. From seventh grade on up, they put in 6 years of sometimes some pretty grueling hard times, all right?
No doubt.
But the other thing I wanted to talk about is, I don't know if you know this or not, but Joe Maddon was the quarterback for Hazleton. We graduated the same year from high school, so Joe Maddon was my nemesis for 3 years when we were playing football in high school.
And he ended up quarterbacking at Lafayette.
Yeah. And everybody is happy for the Cubs. Well, I'm happy for Joe because I'm thinking there Joe Maddon is in his second World Series, and here Dave Ritchie is in Sunbury, PA. All right, so it's kind of neat to see somebody that you had contact with become, I would say, an icon. And Joe has become an icon.
You know what the two of you have in common?
What's that?
The two of you have in common, you both have good lives.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't matter whether you're in Chicago or Sunbury, you can have a good life.
Oh yeah, I taught 36 years at Shikellamy, and that was it was what I always wanted to do, and they were great years. I've been blessed. I really have. But it just makes that much more interesting to me to me it's better than actually knowing a player on one of those two teams to right. see the guy that is being so successful as a coach, you know, that you actually knew or played football against. So
that's really cool.
Yeah,
that's really
and
cool.
We were 2-1 against Hazleton my 3 years, and he beat us our senior year. So I kind of then the other way I've had a little bit of a grudge, but that's 45 years ago, Steve.
So it's not hanging on with you, Dave. I can tell.
No, I'm not. It's not hanging on at all. I just go to bed at night and I think about it and I wake up. So yeah,
in a sweat.
Yeah, it's one of those games it's one of those games that, you know, you think you should have won and you didn't. You weren't good enough. So that's
right.
That's
exactly.
All. And you know what? The other thing that you said when we talked about you knew that this might be the last football game that you're going to play. All right. I think that's the way that all of us thought. You know, if we were lucky enough to be able to go on to play in Division 3 or 2 or 1, you know, then that was fortunate. But a lot of us, it was just, this is it. Okay. You know, and that gets to be a little shocking the older you get too. So,
yeah.
I will say this about parents. All right. They do look forward to senior night. They do look forward to that. I think that's just something that over the last 20 years, I think it's become much more important. So
I'll tell you, really looks forward to it. The senior night for walk-ons on the college level. His parents look forward to that because they don't have to pay anymore. All right.
So. Yeah, that's right. You're right. You're right. You got it.
Dave, thanks so much.
You are welcome, Steve, all right? And I'm glad to talk to you. You have a good day.
Always a pleasure, my friend. All right.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
So far, up to now, 418 in the survey, 416 saves for the players, 2 for the parents. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. Poll is up to 512 votes. So far, 510 say senior nights for the players, 2 entirely a celebration for the parents. Okay. We'll keep the poll going for the final hour of the show, see how it goes. Thanks to all the respondents, by the way. We've been really taken aback by the numbers. Sean, I know you're taken aback by the numbers. I think, what was your exact comment? Boy, it's almost like it's unreal. But it's just, I mean, it's just the way the balloting's going right now.
Yeah.
You just phrased the question. I thought Tim Newton, play-by-play voice. Purdue football coming up next half hour. Looking forward to that. than a guy that wrote a book on the great calls of sports. Will be joining us. And our thanks to a good friend of the show, Kenny Albert, from Fox Sports, among others. And, of course, the voice of the Rangers. He's the one that recommended the book to us and the author to us. So, Kenny, thanks. Appreciate that. We'll update those numbers for you on our poll. It's senior week for a lot of players. It's a shame. It sounds like only one player is not going to have a night that's actually for him.